peace. I just wanna let it go for tonight. That would be the best therapy for me. All the crazy shit I did tonight, those would be the best memories. I just wanna let it go for tonight. That would be the best therapy for me. Hey, hey.
What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard David Guetta, Memories. What a good song. Well, David Guetta, such a cool dude, you know, such a great artist. You got stuff like Titanium, you got stuff like Memories, you know. He gets around. I appreciate his music. Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi's great. I love Kid Cudi. He's pretty awesome. But the reason I'm playing that song is basically just because it's kind of been stuck in my head. And I wanted to share that with you. Because that's how I'm feeling right now. Basically, today's show is pretty chill. Just a little welcome back show. You know, we've been on hiatus for the winter hiatus. It's been what, almost over a month. Yeah, it's been over a month because they decided to extend the winter hiatus schedule, so couldn't hop back on for a while. But it's okay because we're back now, and yeah, it's good to be back. I hope you all had a good restful vacation, a good start to the semester. I know my semester ramped up pretty quick. Last week I had a large assignment, i.e. a paper and a lab in every single one of my classes due last week, which was really fun to juggle. But you know, I'm still balancing everything and adjusting. It's almost the middle of February. No, it's not. It's the 6th. Yeah, because it's 1 a.m. on the 6th. So yeah, it's February 6th. I turned 21 in a month. So we're home stretch of life. But yeah, enough rambling from me. Next up, in terms of music, if you guys don't remember, last semester we concluded our shows, or the semester off, with an episode all about the new musical gaming sensation known as Fortnite Festival. This first season, known as Season Zero, is showing some love to my boy The Weeknd, and they're releasing a bunch of Weeknd music into the game mode, and they've released a couple Weeknd skins, and people are really annoyed because the one Weeknd skin has been in the item shop for almost 60 days, which is unheard of. But this next song is a Weeknd song, but it is not one of the songs in Festival, I don't think. I may be mistaken. They may have added it, or I may just be silly goofy. But here is In Your Eyes from his album After Hours. That was Our Love by Sloan Peterson. Now, I got a couple of thoughts about this song. First off, a little story about where I first heard the song. It was over break. My family and I decided to drive up to LA to go to the automotive museum because it's cool. And also because later we found out that... Oh my goodness, there's so many parts to this story. I'm a huge F1 fan, and if you guys are not F1 fans, there was a huge, the second to last race of the season last year, they decided to add it in Vegas. It was a whole thing, they built up stuff, locals hated it, blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. But they took a bunch of the cars from the Automotive Museum to bring to the parade with the drivers. So long story short, I went to the museum and got to see all these cars that I saw the drivers in when they were in Vegas, which was cool. After that, we went to a restaurant and they were playing this song in the restaurant. And I was like, ooh, that's a nice song. So I Shazammed it. And here we are listening to Our Love by Sloan Peterson. The second part of this story is if you are either alive, breathing, and not my girlfriend, you know that Sloan Peterson is a character from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. My girlfriend still does not want to see that movie, even though I tell her that she needs to watch it. Here's another reason. I find it really funny that this artist has the same name as the character from the movie, which is pretty silly and pretty goofy. But the song is great. Definitely am interested in checking out some of Sloan Peterson's other music. Now, I guess I'll play an artist that I really like. Some might say love. And here's a little dilly from their, probably one of their most well-known albums. This is a song, because I've listened to the entire album, but I didn't really spend a lot of time on this song. But I started listening to it again recently and I really like it. So here is Tame Impala and his album Currents. Here is, oh my goodness, it's a long name and I don't know it by heart. New Person, Same Old Mistakes.
Thank you.
What a great song. Love that song. Such a good song. Ugh, such a good song. That whole album is good. If you don't know Tame Impala, you're crazy. But if you don't know Tame Impala, definitely start with Currents. That is one of his most solid albums. And I think it's the best showcase of his work. But before we continue, it's PSA time. Today's PSA is called Anchor, Tether, Latch. In the event of a car crash, 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the latch system makes it easier to get it right and to hold your kids tight. Anchor, Tether, Latch. Learn more at safercar.gov. Yeah, make sure your child's car seat is secure. We don't want any of them flying through the window. That would not be good. So, Our Love by Sloan Peterson was not the only song that I Shazammed at that restaurant that fateful day in LA. There was another. This second song, I won't preface any further, is I also really like. And it shows kind of the vibe that the restaurant was going for with these two songs. But here is Giving It Up by an artist called Jones, which I don't know much about, but I hope you enjoy as I have.
Maybe we will roll back
That was Genesis by Grimes. First Grimes song I've ever listened to, and only Grimes song I've ever listened to. Gonna be honest, I have slowly learned who Grimes is as a human being and not as a counterpart to someone else who I will not name. Just not because I'm like anything, but just mostly because I'm not in the deep electronic scene where she resides. I know she's become very popular in that scene, but that's not the kind of music that I traditionally will listen to. And this song actually ended up circulating on my TikTok, which is what got me to listen to the entire song. Because I actually listened to some live performances because they were on my feed, and then that made me listen to the studio recording. Because it all started with a Nardwuar interview that went viral of Grimes talking about weird stuff because she's a strange person. And then that, you know, the algorithm repositioned everything. But yeah, that's Grimes. So if you also are like me and did not ever listen to Grimes before right now, you too can say you've listened to Grimes. But moving on to the next song, which is a very special song. It came out this last year. That did come out last year because it is 2024. Ugh. With his big old album called Golden. And if you don't know who I'm talking about my boy from BTS, Jungkook, released his solo album with the single that I'm about to play for y'all. And I dedicate this to my girlfriend, Clarice. I know you also love Jungkook. So here, by the one and only Jungkook, is Standing Next to You.
Push up on this
That was Sabrina Carpenter, Feather, which is such a bop, such a bop. That came out also last year. And, you know, the pipeline from like Disney Channel actor into pop singer is getting pretty popular. I'm not going to lie. Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter, other people, you know, like there's so many. But seriously, in both of those instances, the music is very good. It's very, good music. Oh my goodness, I can't even speak. It's very good music. I know in the case of Olivia Rodrigo, she writes her own stuff. I don't know if Sabrina Carpenter wrote this song. If she did, banger. But if she didn't, whoever wrote it, banger. Yeah, it's so catchy. Listen to it on repeat all day long. And I really enjoy it. It's really nice. Next for you guys, I actually have a song that came out a couple weeks ago. Very, very new song. But the group themselves are not new. Of course, I'm talking about this new group that I've been talking about for the past few months, Joey Valance and Bray. They were actually in town, I think it was last week. Yeah, I think it was last week. No. Yes. No. It's 2 weeks ago. Yes. 2 weeks ago. And I tried months ago to get tickets and I couldn't, and I was so sad, and they sold out, and I was so sad. And then they decided to have a couple more shows, but their shows were in SoCal, not here. So I could have seen them if I wasn't at school. I was kind of mad about that. But this is their new single that they released in anticipation, because they're currently on tour. And then when they're done with the tour, they're going to finish up their new album and then put it out later this year. So from their new single entitled Where You From, here is Where You From. Swag.
You a Prius. Turn heads in the car when they see us. Stay mad cause they really wanna be us. Ooh, I guess I don't care. I feel like Michael Cera in his swag era. What I got won't share up. You gotta linger, don't compare us. I know, I know, I know, I know. How we that hard with not much to show. I'm a hero, wait till I go pro. You a late bloomer, I'm a big honcho. I don't know you, you don't know me. You a lame, that's a shame, you corny. But you got no back. Where the hell you from?
Where the hell you from?
What you doing right here?
What you doing right here?
Where the hell you from?
Where the hell you from?
What you doing right here?
What you doing right here?
Eat a booty like a titan. I attack that. Full metal in the bank, gotta have that. Full metal on the wrist, gotta add that. Industry plant, you a lab rat. Who you think you are, lil' bruh? Roll around in your new car, lil' bruh. You ain't really getting that far, lil' bruh. You ain't really looking that hard. You think yo the shit, motel money, but you stay after rich. You want glamour, you want glitz. Zero drip with your whack ass bits. Pretty boy, I got the swag. You is in your trash bag. You still using hashtags. Who the hell is you? Where the hell you from?
Where the hell you from?
What you doing right?
I'm torn to be right where you are.
I wouldn't mind it at all. Actually, no, the song's just called I Wouldn't Mind by He Is We. Good song. Kind of soft, kind of fun, kind of funky, kind of fresh. The only reason I played that song is because it has become a joke. I mean, it was a joke on TikTok where people would do funny dances with that song because it's such a soft and somber song. But now, because of the Universal Music Group, there is a lot of music that is no longer available on TikTok because essentially TikTok told the Universal Music Group, we're not going to pay to use your music. Using your music on our platform is exposure, which is pretty valid because a lot of music, as you can tell from the history of this show, a lot of the music does indeed circulate around and eventually get big and go viral and allows artists to really expand their fan base and their audience, which I think is really good, but Universal didn't agree. So yeah, now you get to listen to copyright free music on TikTok, which is so funny. Or if it's independent, for example, going back to Joey Valance and Bray, they write and produce their own music. They have full ownership over their own music. They can do whatever they want with their music, including putting it on TikTok, which is great for them. Good for them. But everyone else who's bound to contracts is a no-go, which is sad because the rich want all the money. And speaking of the rich, there was a movie that came out about rich people dying called Saltburn, starring Barry Keoghan and Jacob Elordi. Maybe some of you saw it. Maybe some of you heard of it. Maybe some of you didn't want to see it because you were scared. I saw it. I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it. It's a pretty silly, goofy movie. Barry Keoghan made a lot of actor choices and artistic liberties were taken in the creation of the film. But yeah, I thought the movie was really good. Watched it a few weeks ago now. I think it was really interesting. But definitely reading about the stuff, and there's stuff I didn't know going into it. One detail which my girlfriend explained to me, and I'm not going to spoil, but all I'm going to say is this: there's a scene at the end where someone does something kind of crazy, and apparently it was all improvised and it wasn't in the script. So Barry Keoghan said, I'm gonna make an actor choice today. And then he did. And we got the final product in the movie. So good for him. But also, like, that movie used a lot of really, really good music. I gotta say, it was a really good soundtrack for the movie. And I think it was really fitting, the types of music that was used, because it really enhanced, especially like at the end, like the birthday party. Like, that's not traditional birthday party music, but that would be birthday party music for them, you know, that kind of stuff. But of course, the crowning jewel in terms of music of the movie is what my mom compared to Running Up That Hill, when the most recent season of Stranger Things released. It was like a song that had been popular but now resurged into the modern, like the just modern times, and the modern audience really, really enjoyed it and kind of reinvigorated life back into the song, and it became popular again. Basically, long story short, it became popular again. And that happened with Sophie Ellis Bextor's song Murder on the Dance Floor, which plays at the very end of the movie. So kind of should finish off this episode like we finished off that movie with the same song. So without further ado, see, I only said it once this show. I didn't say it any other time. Here is Murder on the Dance Floor.
murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. And so, 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 and so I'll have to.
I don't know what else to say. It's a great song. And I really, really like the inclusion in the movie. I think if you are into movies and you are an adult and you have the free will to watch the movie, I recommend it. I think it's a good movie. It's not for everyone. I'm going to also say that. So don't watch it if you're not into provocative things. I'll just say that. But yeah, that's kind of it for the show. I mean, all I have left to say is we got a bunch of theme shows, like I know people like. So we're going to go back to doing theme shows, which will be really fun. We'll do more discussions about, maybe we'll talk more about the Universal Music Group, UMG, and their whole shenanigans. But yeah, it's going to be a really good semester. It's going to be really fun. We're back to a weekly time slot. I know last semester we were bi-weekly just because last semester I was super busy. But this semester we're back to a weekly time slot. This time, every week, I'll be here in this chair talking into this microphone. And yeah, that's kind of it. If you liked what you heard on the show today, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Tuesday.